Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from awesome, where am I?
Central.
Arizona.
No, sunny Scottsdale. Southern Scottsdale, actually.
Well, did we say Southern? Okay, there we go. From sunny Southern Scottsdale. Okay, here we go.
Today, Jill and I talk about the right kind of buyer to sell from. And we don't talk about ending a sentence with a preposition.
I was going to say, no, look how cute it is. Our bikes are in the back of the frame. I like that. There's my new bike and your new bike. That's so cute.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jack, I think it's okay. I'm pretty sure your English teacher is not listening.
I bet she's not either.
Okay.
You know what my English teacher told me?
What? Uh-oh.
Why are you going to go to college? That's just so you can beat your head against the wall and when you stop, it makes you feel better?
No.
I swear, my high school English teacher said that.
Why?
She's such an old, cranky lady, and she didn't think I was smart. We all have stories like this.
Okay. I never had that. But that's kind of interesting. I'm sorry.
Well, you're a happy, nice person, and you're probably a good student.
Maybe. maybe it's all true. Okay, got it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the online community. It's free.
Okay. Mike wrote, "Hi, guys. I'm getting a great response from my first mailer. One of the responses is a lady who has 23 acres and willing to sell. However, it turns out that she has another 84 acres that is connected to the 23 acres that she also wants to sell. Good problem to have, Mike. The only thing is there are three homes." Wow. "Included." Again, not seeing the problem. This is great. "Two houses and one mobile home. There are three other family members on the deeds." Here it comes. "All of which are willing to sell also." Okay. Doing great. "On top of this, the total of 107 acres is divided into 9 different parcels, 3 of which have one of the homes included, leaving 6 vacant parcels. I need advice. Does all this strike you as a huge mess or a huge opportunity? Thanks in advance for the input."
You go first.
Opportunity?
Massive opportunity.
Holy moly.
Here's what's funny about this. I chose this question in part because there are 2 members of the advanced group that answered this question in Land Investors,
mm-hmm.
and also our moderator, who's a very active land seller.
Mm-hmm.
And all 3 of them said, this is a huge mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did?
It's complicated. Oh. This person isn't a member. They're just part of the
Mike's
public.
Not a member?
Mm-mm.
Okay, got it.
And so they said, no, you're too new, and this is too complicated. Don't do the deal. I'm like,
or bring somebody on like us and we can do it with you.
I would immediately get with one of the members is Lori Phillips. And she didn't say, don't do it. She just said, this is too complicated for you in the beginning.
True.
What I want you to do is reach out to her or somebody in the advanced group.
Seasoned.
Like, or us.
Mm-hmm.
And say, here's a deal. I'm brand new, and mm-hmm. I don't want this deal to go to waste. How many mm-hmm. times have we said this on the show? You never let a good real estate deal go to waste. So
correct.
It just comes down to price. I love these deals, don't mm-hmm. you?
I do. I would start by getting all the details, Mike. Like, make a nice spreadsheet, put in each individual parcel, the APNs, what's going on, figure out what's the bottom number that they're willing to accept. I would even, you know, because before you go to anybody, we need to know the numbers. I need to know the details. So get all the input there. This one has a house, this is this, and the price, what they're willing to accept for all of it.
Yeah.
Number one. And then you should go in and do some of your homework and look around and see what you think you can sell them for fast. Not retail a year from now. Like 30 days, like, boy, if we priced it like this, it would sell overnight. And then put all that in there. And then when you can hand that to someone who's more advanced like us, I can easily make a decision and go, oh yeah, you know, let's roll.
If you're super brand new, and you might not mm-hmm. be, just because you're not a member doesn't mean you're new.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect you to price this and say, go back to this woman and say, I'll give you X.
Right.
But we will. But we need to know what it's going to sell for.
Mm-hmm.
That's really easy to find out.
Right. Cool.
Good luck. Let us know.
Yeah, I'm excited.
If we get a response, I'll talk about it on the show as soon as we do.
That's cool.
Today's topic, the right kind of seller to buy from. The ones who don't have a preposition at the end.
Oh,
this is the
gosh.
Meat of the show.
I'd just like to start by saying that this week I was not really involved in the topics nor writing the titles, which is really kind of you.
Oh my gosh, threw me under the bus.
No, but you do a great job. It's okay.
My alternative way to the correct way to do this is to say
it's the right kind of seller.
From whom to buy.
Okay.
The right kind of seller from whom to buy, but then I sound like an idiot.
How about just the right kind of seller?
More than usual.
That's what I put. I put the right kind of seller and then I put in the parentheses the rest. So here's the deal. There are good sellers and there are not nice sellers and not good sellers. So there's the real stuff, the hard stuff, and then the don't let it take too much time stuff. This is how I broke this topic out. So the right kind of seller, the real stuff. The deal is an easy transaction. It's not like this one Mike just presented. It's like he and his wife own it. They're both alive. They love your offer price. They are ready to go. There's nothing. They've owned it for 35 years. There's no liens. There's nothing. It's a very easy, smooth transaction. So that's the real stuff and easy to see. You know, right seller, wrong seller. With that information, okay, the transaction and the transferring it. Now we got to talk about the person. Are they communicative? Communicative, is that the right word?
I think it is.
Oh my gosh, we're just
I don't know.
We're just destroying the English language today, all over the place.
Not my best English moment.
Are they responsive? Are they easy to work with? Do they answer your phone? Do they, you know, if you're going through escrow, are they going to be available when escrow calls and provide what information the escrow agent asks for? That kind of a thing. So that's kind of the hard stuff. And part of it is too. And then it's going to get into the attitude. This doesn't come up very often. Sincerely, I cannot remember it's been more than 5 or 8 years since I had a seller that I said, I don't want to buy from you, period. I don't want to work with you, period. But now and then, you have prickly people, for whatever reason, they say they want to sell, but I'm not even sure they really do want to sell. Because I don't know if they'd be that prickly about it. And I will hang in there. I'll work with them. My team will work with them until there's a point where we're like, now it's just too much. And it's because usually they're so prickly, they're withholding information and it's hard to get the deal done. And I'm not going to about to get in my car and drive over there and stand on their porch and say, look, we're all almost done. All I can do is sign this. It's called a deed. And then you're going to get your money. Kind of thing. But there are some prickly people and you have to have a conversation with yourself and say, how much time am I going to spend on this? Is this guy going to eat? Is he going to, like we talked about this, you share this, like having sellers that will call you every day. Are we done yet? Because they're so excited we're going to get our money. And it's just like, oh, I can't take it. And I don't have enough time to spend 20 minutes every day on the phone with you, you know, talking you down and telling you, yeah, the money's moved in, we're waiting for escrow. It's usually that's it, it's not us, it's something else that's holding the transaction back. And you have to say, God, you know, I had one, I said, I wish I would have called it earlier, like a month earlier. What do you want to add?
The right kind of seller,
okay,
very simply, doesn't care about price. They call back and they say, oh my gosh, your timing is so amazing. I just got transferred to Massachusetts. I don't want this property anyway. I don't care. Yeah, please. I'm going to tell me what to do. I just want to check this off my list because my moving van's coming tomorrow. So they're not. Jill and I play this game. I mean, just about every time we're in the car together, wherever we are, I'm like, what do you think these houses are worth right here, right where we are? And she guesses. And it blows my mind how accurate it is. And she doesn't obsess on real estate online like I do. Like every time I'm not working or sitting in front of a camera or something, I'm out on Zillow looking for little spots and errors that need to be corrected by us going to buy a bunch of real estate and reselling it. That's obsessive. We're both obsessed with real estate.
True.
Long before we ever met each other, this was the case. But these sellers have no idea what their houses are worth, what their land's worth, and they don't care. They're off doing others. They have a different career. Who knows what they are? They could be, you know, we buy a lot of property from churches because of this. They just don't care what they just want. They just want to get it out of there. They want to convert it to cash. That's the seller you want. If the seller calls back and says, you know, a property's are going for XYZ, my neighbor sold his property for this, that person's not going to sell to you. They're really concerned about price, and that's fine.
I agree. I love it. You have a different take on it. I'm kind of about the person, the transaction, but you're about, which is true. It's then maybe your part comes into the, yours is in the beginning.
So it's all people, and I'm all money and dirt.
Right. Isn't that funny? That's our good,
we're
team.
Good partners.
We really are. I was sharing this with someone the other day. I said, Guy, how many years have we been doing this? And it just like is even more and more. I don't know why I'm surprised, but it's there's a numbers component and then there's a relationship component. And you need to establish a relationship with these people to get these deals done. And if you do establish a relationship with them, that will even sometimes overcome the money part. Like they'll want to work with you over somebody else who's paying them $1,000 more because of you.
Yep.
It's so interesting. So that just ties into what you just said, how you look at the things and I look at things. So that was really cool. I love it. I'm trying to think of some things like, what kind of sellers have you had sellers that, like, paint the story about the guy who would call you back and every time you wanted to change your price. You used to say, okay, now if you call me again, I'm going to drop
this,
it.
This is a true story.
Okay, yeah.
I think this is right when we started working together or just...
Before.
Right before that.
Yeah.
This guy had a small portfolio of property in Oklahoma, and I purchased properties from him before that he buys. He would go around, at the time, Oklahoma had in-person tax sales. And so he would go around Oklahoma to each county for these tax sales, buy a lot of property, and then mark it up and sell it to me, which is great for me because I don't have to go there and it was still really cheap. And then we'd go sell it and make a lot more. For whatever reason, the last time we did a transaction, he called me and said, I've got these properties, here they are, here's a price. And I said, that's awesome. I mean, great, it's a self-closed situation. We didn't go through escrow, so it's, you know, how fast that can go.
Right.
And he said, when can we close? And I said, you know, it's probably going to take 3 or 4 days. I'll get you the deed. We'll do the whole thing. And so this guy then proceeded to call me 4, 5, or 8 times a day, like in every hour. When are we going to close? He must have needed money.
Yeah.
So I got really upset. Looking back on it, I got too upset. I said, look, if you call me again, I'm going to cut the price in half. Because I can't stand taking this call anymore. And you're annoying. And I went off on the guy. So he did. And so I said, great, the price is this now. It's half. And I said, if you call me again, it's going to be half of that. Now we're at like, whatever, 25% of the original price. He called me again. I said, man, I'm not buying it. I said, just don't call me.
You did. Isn't that interesting?
So, you know, what did I just say? The right person doesn't care about price. So this guy's all price.
Well, it was about speed. And there was something else going on.
Yeah,
it wasn't you. So, you know, that's the hard thing. You got the deal, but then there's just some people.
We're spending too much time on the wrong sellers instead of the right sellers.
Right.
So the right sellers. The right sell. And that's in life. You should just, if you have a bad seller, just forget it. That's the beauty of sending out a lot of mail, because there's going to be deals tomorrow.
Right. You should... you know what? This is how I'm going to end this. This is perfect. No matter what, you should never be chasing someone. You will lose if you're chasing someone.
They should be chasing you.
Uh-huh.
And not too hard like the guy I just described.
Uh-huh. And you're just connecting. You're on the same page.
When somebody calls you, if you know, you send a mailer out and they call you and your intake, however you have that, whether it's Pat Live or whatever, we have a staff. We use a combination of both. After the third call, and they're wondering what's going on with the deal, they're going to sell to you. That's a huge indication that you should put them to the top of the list and say, you know,
these guys are hot.
They want to sell this property.
They want to cash out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right kind of seller.
Yeah.
A life event happened, and so they want to liquidate. That's mm-hmm. the seller you want. You don't want someone in the real estate business. We get a lot of people on a Thursday call, would you do this deal,
mm-hmm.
that give us deals. We just had one. Actually, it was in the accountability group. We just had one that we looked at, and it was clearly somebody that was very in Las Vegas, Nevada, clearly a professional real estate like we are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want
an investor? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No,
you want to get there first.
Exactly. They bought it cheap. They're marking it up to sell it to you. No.
That's okay. As long as they don't mark it up too much.
Mind to send out the mail, though. That's why you're here. I think that's the best way. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called How to Take Full Advantage of This Membership Thing Called Land Academy. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Believe it or not, there are people still out there. These topics were not written by me, by the way. They're written by our staff that are not... Our staff's like, you know, these people aren't... Some of our members are asking us questions about these things, these products and these services that we provide to regular members. They don't know this stuff exists. Please talk about it on the show. So that's what we'll do tomorrow.
That sounds good. Hey, if you need access to any sort of ownership or property details, including phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out neighborscoop.com. Created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We're Steve and Joe. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.